Thursday and Erev Shabbos, Parshias Matas Maaseh, Shir 45. One of the areas in Avodas Hashem that people struggle with is the concept of having extras, of having luxuries. Is it such a terrible thing? Of course a person doesn't have to suffer and live in poverty, Chas V'Shalom. But the question is there something important to emphasize that a person doesn't need all of the trappings and trimmings of Olam Hazeh? And Amichai Yehuda Lefkowitz Zatzal used to leave Bnei Brak in Bein Hazmanim. And many people offer their homes for Amichai Yehuda to stay in. Once, while he was staying in such a home, his children and his grandchildren came to visit him. And the Reshiva noticed that one of his grandchildren seemed enthralled at the beautiful home. He was looking around at the intricate furnishings, and he called over the boy, and he said, "I see that you're looking all around at this home. But I want to tell you that my apartment in Bnei Brak is much nicer. The beauty of living with simplicity, of living with the basics, is much better than all of the trappings and the trimmings that exist outside in the world." And when Amichai Yehuda was very old, he refused to sit with his back against the back of the chair. His kitchen chairs didn't even have backs. The chairs that he sat on in Beis Medrash, if you looked at them, you would see that the front of the chair was old and worn out, and the back of the chair looked completely new, even though it was 50 years old. His Talmidim wanted to buy him a newer and more comfortable chair, but he refused. And he explained. He said there was a great Torah giant in Europe who lived in wealth, and he had a difficult question, and he asked the Netziv who was passing through the town. And the Netziv gave him immediately a clear explanation of his question. And the Gadol asked, "How could there be such a difference between our understandings of the sugya? I spent so much time on this sugya, and I never had an answer. And I asked you the question, and immediately you responded." The Netziv said, "It's simple. When I learn, I sit on a chair that can break at any moment. You learn with all the luxuries that you have. Someone who studies Torah in poverty can achieve much higher levels in Siyata Dishmaya." So therefore, Amichai Yehuda says, "I prefer to keep my current chair." So we're not holding on the level of Amichai Yehuda not to sit on the back of a chair. But conceptually, we can bring these ideas to our life. We're not missing anything if we don't have the fanciest car or the fanciest house or the fanciest furniture. More affluence, more Olam Hazeh only hinders our advancement in Olam Haba and in Ruchnius. And the more we stay simple and basic when it comes to Olam Hazeh, the more we'll not be so simple and basic when it comes to Ruchnius.